Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom. Yes, Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. We're back. Yes, thank the Most High. We're back again. Yes, indeed, for another episode, for another very blessed episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edemiah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, indeed, for this opportunity to be back with you again, back with you here again. Speak these very, very precious words. Yes, these utmost precious words. The Most High has granted me. Yes, the Most High has granted me for the blessing. And yes, for the hope of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed He has told me, that unto His cause, I have some very important things for Him I must do. I said very important things, my brothers and sisters, that I must do. It must come to pass. In fact, He's told me, my brothers and sisters, because of what I must do. He told me that I would indeed accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, I would have His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, yes, indeed, I am utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me that I must tell you things Yes, indeed, that I must tell you things. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, if they could, to destroy. But my brothers and sisters, again, still, I am thankful to the Most High for every ear that He brings near. I thank you all for listening. For the truth, my brothers and sisters, that would set men free. There's not a word that caters to what in this society has become popular. I said the truth, my brothers and sisters, that man must aspire to truly be saved, to appease what is divine will and purpose. Oh, my brothers and sisters, that truth is a word that society we live in today has been pronated to forget, not rationally consider, that in so many ways has it forgotten. Many of my brothers and sisters just aspire, they aspire to be comforted, to be self-justified by those, my brothers and sisters, who teach compromised standards, leaving a world suffering under all manner of self-righteous, and my brothers and sisters, absolutely what is foolish self-estimation. But the truth of the matter is that no man can please the Most High, no man can believe in the Most High, and I mean for all he might read, hear, or anything else for men, no man can truly believe the Most High true to all that is His will to appease Him after what is called a confirmed agreement, proving themselves ready to follow the Lamb wherever He leads throughout the millennial reign after an ever-increasing knowledge. No man can prove himself ready to please the Most High in all these things, or true to the Most High in all these things, confirmed stable for the Most High in all these things, lest the Most High Himself has revealed Himself, and man has been wise enough. I said wise enough, my brothers and sisters, humble enough to prove that in hearing these things, he will embrace the truth rather than reject it. But dare to say, my brothers and sisters, there's a truth, a monumental truth. It would have been to the discipline of all mankind if he had gone forth in the fullness of his expectation. That without which humanity has become extremely prideful. Without which, my brothers and sisters, man cannot appease or please the Most High. What man is trusted in has not been the faith, because actually the truth of which I speak is the foundation upon which faith in the Most High unto His plan is established. But I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that Rome is a mercilessly murderous, treacherous, demonic, satanic thing when seeking to preserve the multitude of its polytheisms. They dare tell men that the grace of Yah removes divine law and leaves men to call upon the name of the Most High according to the multitude of the vanities that are man's misallegiances, miscreant social, political, and pseudo-religious ideals. And man, my brothers and sisters, seeking to be justified of and by himself, unwilling to revere the Most High, discerning Him in the absolution that He eternally is. Man, my brothers and sisters, has in so many ways insulted the Most High. And the result of man having insulted the Most High, being willing to accept a multitude of contradictions, as only, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways perpetuated his own damnations. hard, tough words, but the truth is what it is. Think about it. Man falling away from the truth of the Most High, falling away from the pure, perfect word that would have brought and wrought continual peace, has fallen under a multitude of varying misallegiances. Men taking control in the earth, taking control over the lands, establishing their own self-righteousness, dividing the peoples after other kings and other rulers and other standards. This was not the initial plan of the Most High. In fact, my brothers and sisters, all those who are true to him, the tops to the bottom, if they would have been true unto the Most High, let me tell you something, all these political, social, national, and sort of religious differences would never come to exist, and if wherever they did exist, they would have been eradicated. That man transcend all his sins, and believe me, since the Most High has forsworn that man was created unto divine purpose, you shall have no other deity but he. Man, subject to a multitude of miscreant ideals, partial standards, imperfect standards, have not been true to him whose very name says that he is all and everything that he is. Scripture tells us then we should not take his name in vain. We should not swear by his name, not seeking to perform all that is his pleasure. We should not call upon his name, not seeking inspiration from him, whereby we might be called vessels unto the remembrance of his will. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. To call upon the name of the Most High, or even call upon the Most High what you think is his name, and not seek all that is his will, is a treacherous oath. Wherever men have sought to uphold partial and polluted standards. I said wherever it is that men have sought to uphold partial and polluted standards. The end result has been constant contentions. It has not been the salvation of man. I repeat, has not been the salvation of man. How shall men call upon the name of the Most High after the designs of another and say they've escaped the work of demons? You must awaken and discern, awaken to discern far better. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. 45,000 denominations calling themselves per se Christian or Messianic. 45,000. Call upon what they call the name of the Most High, but are our people yet made one, true to a covenant, with which the Most High can be pleased? Dare men say that everybody can call upon the name of the Most High according to what seems right in their own eyes, the Most High agrees, when it's already apparent that man walking after the multitude of his own ideals can't even agree man to man. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Abrahamic faith demanded, according to Genesis 17, that those who will call upon the name of the Most High must seek all that is his perfect will, purity and completion, offering one choice. But there are an untold number of factions that today call themselves the people of Judaism. An untold number of factions, my brothers and sisters, that call themselves as Islamic. Don't think that that's a monolith either. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations and counting. The men have called somehow faithful, true to the faith. Faithful to who? Faith in the Most High does not bring about this disparity. And the Most High told me that if any man can believe that a multitude of contradictions is the work of his spirit, that man is not a disciple unto him and cannot be. In his carnality, seeking to justify everyone in his own opinions, such a man has never sworn an oath true unto the Most High. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand. For the name of the Most High was never an idol. Did you hear me? And the truth of the matter, truth be told, you need to listen back through the archives a few nights. Truth be told, the scripture says that in the last days it shall be, it should be found that the holy name is something that no man knows except him unto whom for Most High himself reveals it. And it says the Messiah is appearing. Think about Revelation 2:17. And it says the Messiah's appearance. You need to read 19:11 through 21 concerning Messiah. It says that he bears a name. And if we read Isaiah 49, we understand what that is. Read Isaiah 45, we know what that is. He bears the name of the Most High. 50:10 through 11 says the same. And he says he bears a name which no man knows but he himself. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that until Messiah comes to reveal the ethics and the principles of that name, no man has discerned it to the dimension need be. For if they had, the Savior, who comes to reveal again and bring remembrance of righteousness, there would be no need for him to come. The scripture says in Isaiah 19:11-25, that Messiah comes ultimately with a mouth like a sharp two-edged sword to reprove all the nations, and with a discipline like a rod of iron, unshaking. Yes, my brothers and sisters, smite all the nations wherever they have misrepresented him. And the scripture says the nations and the rulers, pastors, priests, rabbis, kings, shall be made like dust before his sword, the sword of his word, and dribble stubble to before his bow. And it is Yah that will bring it to bear, meaning that he, with the accuracy of his word, he shall show my brothers and sisters forth an exceeding righteousness. Yes, an exceeding righteousness, a revelation of the truth, a revelation of all that the Most High has foreordained from the very beginning of the purpose for which he made this world and mankind. He shall reveal the fullness of what that is, that men might be redeemed from those who what? Have caused men to swear by the name of the Most High falsely. It's caused men to swear by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. Messiah comes to reveal, my brothers and sisters, what righteousness is, what is the fullness of divine will, even to perform all that is divine pleasure, all that pleases Yah. But there are those who have taught a false concept of Messiah. They taught a Jesus Christ that is nothing but a murderer, a liar, and a robber, where men have actually believed because they believed in him and didn't even know what to believe. Did you hear me? Because they believed in him and didn't know what to believe, they believed the Most High cast aside his law, cast aside the expectation that's contained in the law and the prophets. Compel men, my brothers and sisters, to rob both Yah and men. And men that have done this, men have trusted. It's a sad thing. Very sad thing. Very, very sad thing. Shameful. Blasphemous thing. The men have trusted in men who would rob the Most High, expecting such devilishly treacherous people to somehow be true to them. These men don't know justice. It's their job to, like devils, rob, steal, murder, kill with a false word. It's time we understand the reality, my brothers and sisters. Time we understand what the scriptures mean in Psalms 2, where it says the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. And that's why the nations rage and the people imagine vain things. Do you really believe that 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, are true to the will of one because they call upon a name that has been popularized by the adversary? I will tell you, please, my brothers and sisters, look up on the web sometimes the name HESUS. Look it up sometime. Somebody out there might want to do that and put up the, for instance, Jesus. What's written on Wikipedia with regard to that title, with regard to it being the name of a pagan god already worshipped by the heathen. So men say they shall walk after the anointing of a polytheist. So men believe, my brothers and sisters, they can walk after false prophets who cause men to call upon the name of the Most High but only after their vanities, never seeking to appease all that is divine will, and expect after these partialities to be saved, to be approved, after the perfect will of one, wherein all, in so many ways, have sought to be called wise, after their own understanding, have sought to be called wise, seeking to appease and be comforted after their own imagination, seeking, my brothers and sisters, to establish their own righteousness, not seeking for the righteousness of Yah. All such as this, my brothers and sisters, is vanity. Think about it. What do you think false prophets are doing? They're using what men believe is the name of the Most High to lead men astray. Did you hear me? What the scriptures say they were doing, according to Matthew 7 chapter, read 13 through 28. You're warned that there are many who cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to perform fully what is the will of the Father. That's a false prophet. They're not functioning after the Spirit that would teach all things and bring all things to remembrance. That's a false prophet, because scripture says many will be shocked to find out that they followed after those who called upon the name of the Most High, caused men to preach, thinking they were doing so in the holy name, caused men to think that they were casting out illusions and false doctrine after the truth of the holy name, the name after which the Most High, did you hear me? The name of which the Most High has confirmed all his word. And men will think that they have confirmed the name of the Most High whereby they have done what are inspired works. Wonderful, wonderfully inspired works. The Messiah will say to them, keep away from me, you who work iniquity, inequity, injustice. If you don't call upon his name, my brothers and sisters, to defy his law. Don't call upon his name to defy the common sense of reasoning that would make us again a people. What is the covenant but that Most High said that he will write his law upon the minds and the hearts? That does not mean he leaves you subject to everybody's misconceits. If he said he will write and describe and teach his law upon the minds and hearts, not that, that's not after a multitude of variant differences. The scripture says the gift or the grace of the Most High is an invariant light. That means it's an invariant truth. Most High is not the author of this confusion, but men, blindly following after men, not seeking first to hear the voice of the Most High, or following after counterfeit institutions created by men, compelling men to believe they've come to the Most High because they've come to what are still yet carnal men, have left the world divided. And rare few, my brothers and sisters, are they who discern beyond this indiscretion. Joel 2:32 tells us that indeed in Jerusalem shall be deliverance to a remnant whom the Most High has called. But did you notice what it says? It said in Jerusalem shall be deliverance. How about deliverance from all injustice, all oppression, all illusion, every lie? Deliverance from every liar. Deliverance beyond every oppressor. To a remnant, he says, that he has called to what he will recreate as a city of peace, Yerushalayim, Jerusalem. We don't see Jerusalem, my brothers and sisters, having yet attained that collaboration after the pure will of one. Scripture says the remnant of Israel that will reside then at Jerusalem will speak no lies, no false doctrine, do no iniquity. And they would dwell safely and securely with none to harm them. We can compare that also to Jeremiah 23:1-7. Most High is not pleased, my brothers and sisters, the multitude of false shepherds that are out here. How could he be? How could he be pleased with those who call upon his name only to mislead the people? Like a lack of pastor told me, hey, he knows full well that what he's teaching is not about what the Bible says. He said, if the Most High, well, he said point blank, that if the people are willing to believe this rigmarole against the true will of the Most High, if they're willing to believe this lie, if they want desire to be comforted in this vanity, if they're willing to buy it, these false pastors are willing to sell it. And this is what a pastor told me directly concerning his own office. Even told me directly that till I could convince someone to discern these truths, He said he's going to continue to do what he was doing. But if I ever got enough folks to be convinced, he'd like to join the church that I worked to establish. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High could ever be pleased with a man so treacherous? Scripture tells us, well, the Most High has no desire and makes no petition for those who have preserved the nature of what has kept this world after divisive and contentious worldliness. Look at Johannes 17:9 and understand. Scripture says we have dwelled in the midst of a multitude of provocations, all the nations declaring what they will. If we don't seek the perfect will of Yah, beyond all double-mindedness, don't think you receive anything from him. In other words, the Most High does not consider such an oath under the preservation of contentions viable under the reception of the gift of his spirit. So what manner of spirit have men possessed and been possessed by, and that they want to be, as they say, saved by Messiah, while they call upon his name, but not seeking to know or have unilaterally known all that is a remembrance of his will from the beginning? Call upon the name of the Most High, but not being willing to concede the fact that until we are all one in remembrance of what the Most High has declared from the beginning, we've been far from the truth of a covenant and far from the hope of salvation. Do people really desire to believe and hope to be delivered and preserved in the multitude of their contentions, misopinions, misimaginings, and differences, and then dare to say that all this is the result of the gift of the Holy Spirit? That is blasphemy. That's an insult against the name of the Most High. In fact, my brothers and sisters, I would tell you that only those who are willing to humble themselves, allow the Most High to show them the truth beyond themselves fully, only they will be confirmed true to his name. By his name, the Most High confirms all his word. He said his people, he will write his name upon their minds and their hearts. He will write his name upon their brows, meaning what's in their head, it is what he has put there. Don't think for even a moment, I repeat, don't think for even a moment that anyone who preserves then any of the lies and misallegiances of this world, who don't believe that anyone who would resist following the Lamb wherever he would lead when he reveals the greater truth, don't think that any such a one, my brothers and sisters, will be called by him among the called, the chosen, because they were faithful. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, don't think that anyone, when Messiah calls forth his people to walk after and receive the truth that they've long forgotten, don't believe that anyone who would resist that truth because they thought they were wise, unless they severely convert to repent, don't think that any such a soul, my brothers and sisters, has been saved or will be. For the definition of salvation, did you hear me? The definition of salvation means that man must be delivered from the misillusions of this world. Did you hear me? From the false illusions, the falsehood, the delusions, the false concepts that men have called wise. Men must be delivered from these unto the truth that the Most High himself has declared. Shall a man say he's been delivered as the servant of the Most High, as the disciple of the Most High, still believing, preserving, maintaining illusions, when the truth would expose the lie, that men finally be free? I will tell you there are truths contained in the scriptures, a magnificent collaborative truth that's contained in the scriptures, that Rome sought to utterly slay from the minds of men, utterly destroy. That unless you believe this truth and can act upon this truth, you're still in bondage because they hear the truth from you. Without this truth, no man is saved, no man is made whole. Without this truth, man is not moved toward a pure and perfect agreement with Yah. Without this truth, my brothers and sisters, man left to his own imaginations and seeking to exalt them above all else, has not discerned what indeed is the pure, perfect will of Yah. I want you to understand something. Maybe we need to look at these scriptures closely. Think about it. Scriptures tell us great and awesome day of the Most High, or in order that the awesome day of the Most High may come. What's it say? Job 2:32. We need to look at it all. It says the sun should be darkened and the moon turned to blood. What does that mean? Before the awesome day of the Most High shall come. What does it mean? It says it's going to pass in that day. It shall come to pass. Has it come to pass yet? Think about what the scriptures are ultimately saying and implying here. It's going to pass in that day. Whoever calls upon the name of the Most High shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Most High has said, unto the remnant whom he has called. Hear me. For it says 3:1. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I bring again the captivity of Judah. Oh, he says, when I bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem. Oh, was that what actually occurred in terms of regathering of all my brothers and sisters down to a plan for peace, continual peace? Did that occur, my brothers and sisters, 2,000 years ago? No, my brothers and sisters, it did not. Not to the full context of what is written. You see, I will gather all the nations and I'll bring them into the valley of Jehoshaphat. How many of you understand, brothers and sisters, that is called the place called the Hills of Megiddo? It's a valley, my brothers and sisters, a place between the hills of Megiddo, a place where, my brothers and sisters, that it was decided, it will, whose God is God. A place where it was decided where the Most High defeated the enemies of Israel. Where's that place, my brothers and sisters? Where's that place? Where the Most High said he would gather all the rulers to expose all the false standards that have blinded our people. He said he would plead with them there for my people. In other words, plead for the cause of his people. He said Israel should be a light to the world. Did not say Israel would be blinded by it. He would plead with them for the cause of his people. In other words, it's more than some people might say, please, if he's going to beg the people. No, my brothers and sisters. He's going to tell them, what is the cause of this people? Did you hear me? Tell them what is the cause of this people. Tell them in the mind of those who would be called Israel what is the hope and the cause of this people. The Most High is not going to accept anything as an offering but peace according to a true conscience. And my brother says, he plead for the cause of this people. Restored unto him where for so long they've been scattered among the nations and have divided his earth. Did you hear me? The Most High did not make this world that it should be divided after contentious designs of many. He did not create this world. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? He did not create this world that men might take control over the lands and divide his people, misguide his people. The world was always created to be the inheritance after the sovereign will of one. Whoever will not understand that, my brothers and sisters, whoever will not discern this, whoever will not believe that, has missed discerning the purpose of the Most High. And such a one can be tricked to believe that the grace of Yah has been unto the abolishment of what? Abolishment of holy law? No. The grace of Yah abolishes the misconceits of man, the polytheism. Strength of men with come to be to the will of one. It abolishes all of that men might be healed of their sins, them all the misallegiances, all the deceptions of this world. In fact, the very name Yeshua means he will deliver his people from their sins. He will be established as Lord of both the dead and the living. Look at Romans 14. So we all must be persuaded as one, none misled under doubtful disputations. All after all has been spoken of old, 14 through 15 Romans. Restored. The same thing. Same mind. Same thoughts. Obedient in word and deed. Whoever does not have that expectation, brothers and sisters, is still a rebellious soul. a misled soul. But my brothers and sisters, there's no salvation. Everybody is sitting back and taking the words of the book and turning them up to their opinion. In fact, I dare say that no man discerns truth that is contained in the scriptures and the conjunctiveness of it all. But by the Spirit that brings all these things to remembrance and sets all things again in order, that man might discern what the Most High declared from the beginning and what is the eventuality. Outside of this, man is lost. I said on last evening that no man can believe the Most High unless the Most High first revealed himself. That is an absolute truth. Yah, his very name means that he is all that he is. No man can believe him beyond all the misconceits that are in this world. As the Most High begins to establish a foundation upon which a man with wisdom holding steadfast to what the Most High has spoken. But open his mind and heart, discern beyond all the illusions wrought of men drawing hasty conclusions, not considering all the Most High has said and intended. I want you to hear me and I want you to understand well, brothers and sisters. For if it was possible for men to be saved just because they read out of the book, you wouldn't have these 45,000 denominations out here. Men read all kinds of scripture and get their own interpretation. They call upon all manner of different so-called names and titles that they believe is the name of the Holy One. But have they agreed after any of these titles? After the ones the Most High read? I tell you again that there's an ancient faith that was known by all the saints of the early church and the prophets before. That, quite frankly, because very few understand anything concerning that faith today, it means, my brothers and sisters, that so many who say that they are believers have lied, not knowing what to believe, and weren't really prophets at all. This is the truth, that Messiah will come to awaken the world to understand that men are not brought the Most High to the fullness of dimension they need be. Psalms 14, Most High looked upon the sons of men. What it really means, he looked and he did not see anyone who discerned how much, much more they needed to seek Yah. And many of my brothers and sisters, not realizing how much more they needed to seek him, sought to establish or become proud in their own righteousness. But if you told them the truth, they'd be predisposed to argue first and maybe never listen. It's time we understand. Romans 11:20. Well, how about Romans 9-10? Talk about men having, like I said, had the word, but didn't seek it by faith, realizing there's a greater dimension of truth to be attained in it. Men doing this, people of the Most High, have not been made one. Men are blinded by their own efforts to establish their own self-righteousness. Call upon the name of the Most High, but never having heard to fully revere him. And if they have, regretfully, some have not realized in hearing him how much more they need to seek him. I heard one time, I remember years ago, a lady once told me that she believed she was called because she was already righteous. Pastor really got a hold of her mind. Let me tell you something. Most times you begin to see the exceeding righteousness that he declares, that he decrees. You know right immediately, if anything, other than declare your rights, you need to shut up and let him tell you about his. There's such more than the imagination of man can begin to perceive, unless the Most High allows it. Truth of what it is. Think about our brothers and sisters. In the book Job, we talk about those who call upon the Most High. The narrative that is stated before that verse, Job 2:32, and after, paints a scenario, my brothers, designed to reprove a whole world of all its conceits, of all the injustice that men have committed at the hands of their kings who told them that after such they were. After such justice, they were still being true Most High. The papacy told folks that all this slavery and some of the mass murders and injustices they committed against the saints and committed against the people of the world who might have awakened had they seen a more just state. Wow. How many even understand or know the history of what Rome gave men sanction to do among the nations in the name of the Roman Catholic Church, in the name of the Roman papacy? Men sometimes also run with swords to see if they could thrust it through 13 men and say they did it in the name of the Messiah and his 12 apostles. Men seeing if they could get a sword and hack through and to totally disconnect his upper body from his lower with a sword, claiming they did it after the strength of Yah, while they sought to take over lands where men had had peace for who knows how long. Do you really think, my brothers and sisters, this is what the Most High delighted in? Men have done such things as this primarily for the sake of greed. Most High says he does not take an offering that was attained through violence. Men have taken over and robbed lands, taken lands, that what they receive of it, they say they offer to the Most High, as he is suddenly pleased what has been taken by injustice, suddenly pleased by with what has been taken by injustice. That's the reason together as one with Yah, my brothers and sisters. That's man establishing a false action to compel him to believe that after such they could be false faithful because they didn't realize the iniquity of what they did. Something desperately wrong with that. Last time we talked about Isaiah 44, chapter, talking about men creating idols after their own vanity, believing that after such men imagination, man can get way off track. I think the Most High, I truly do, to be honest with you, that before I had my calling, or before, let's just say, he called me aside, I really thank him that he kept me in so many ways preserved. I wasn't in anybody's church when he called me. I'm thankful that I wasn't. Quite frankly, I was running around about as aloof as so many in this world are. But he suddenly called me aside and let me know he was quite real. He introduced himself to me, I think, in a way that, quite frankly, compelled me to start to read the scriptures, to inquire of him first concerning all things and meaning. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who have had their minds already infiltrated after misconception. And after such faulty foundations, some never, ever get past the illusion and the obstacles necessary to be free unto the Most High himself. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, scripture all upon the name of the Most High should be delivered. But you have to hear from him first. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. Read Romans 10 rightly. Scripture talks about how beautiful upon the mountain feet of him who publishes gladness, who publishes peace. Go back and look at Isaiah chapter 2. It says the reason why the Messiah must come is because the leaders have caused the people to quarrel and to howl, not discerning Yah as he is. And the Most High tells men who call upon his name, but not unto truth and righteousness, that they must flee from the midst of this Babylon. Must flee from the midst of this an irreverent insult, whether men have called upon the name of the Most High, but followed after misconceits, imaginings of men, catering to and flattering people's personal desires and imaginings. Never truly converting, but imagining that they're already too unwise with so much truth missing from their hearts. Wow. Brothers and sisters, it's time we see these things, what truly is true. Because the truth of the matter is, most have never considered what the scriptures mean when it says, the Christ that might come to me, that's the Father born. Did you hear me? He said, no man comes to him, that's the Father born. And Messiah said, no man comes to the Father but by him. But my brothers and sisters, if men seek to come to the Most High, don't seek the absolution of his will, who is it unto which they have sought to draw? Yes, some be seriously considered. The prophecies tell us that Messiah will come to play an absolute. Whoever will come to him and not seek. Absolute. We're not coming there seeking after his perfect will. Our brothers and sisters, still some of the ways David and the deceiver of both himself and others. How do you understand that all the men learned at the age of distractions? Tales before we dimension of revelation that will be declared when finally there are no more obstacles and all being taught indeed my brothers and sisters by Messiah himself collectively able finally to grow in a mutual experience of the truth finally my brothers and sisters to all the most happened in the beginning intended or dare we believe that what they've been taught in this world is tantamountly glorious, increasingly glorious, as that which man could be taught, Messiah himself, and no other. Let's just say, as the consciousness of Messiah reigns in the earth, and there is no deceit whereby men fall after this. Perceptions of now. My brothers and sisters, that indeed will be a glorious day. So, I have something to say to you that I might as well throw this out there because we still by no means approaching this issue to the full dimension that needs be. I know that this is always going to take a lot more time, a lot more concentration on the part of the masses. I can only tell you that there's so much I wish that I could speak and men are most prepared to understand and not take out of context. But many have sought the kind of foundation that is necessary. Do you hear me? Many have not sought the kind of foundation that is necessary that would be receiving the truth that could hold to it steadfastly and not misconceive it in any manner. Well, I'd like to call attention to this scripture, Joel 2:31. The sun shall be, it says, darkened, and the moon turned to blood. What does this really mean for the great and awesome day of the Most High comes? Going to pass in that day. Whoever shall call upon the name of the Messiah shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and Jerusalem shall be deliverance. Deliverance from what? None to what? As the Most High said to him, remnant whom he shall call. What scripture say concerning the remnant of Israel? They will speak no lies, do no iniquity. None to harm, none to oppress them. They shall live in peace. I'd like to call attention to a verse here. In the King James Version, it is related in this way in Isaiah 24:23. The moon be confounded, and the sun shame, when the Lord of hosts shall reign in Mount Zion, in Jerusalem. It really means, they said, obviously. The word for glory is a word for honor. In other words, honorably for the Most High shall he reign after pure and precious exceeding light. I want you to understand something. In the ancient Mayan, they saw the moon as the greater light of the night. The sun, they saw the greater light of the day. But I tell you something, my brothers and sisters. When the sun arises, there's no question about it. Even the moon and all stars fade away before the exceeding light. They prove that these are not truly light at all. Obscure. In fact, my brothers and sisters, not only does the Messiah come to reveal the light the world would obscure, but the Messiah comes to prove that so much of what the world is called light was still yet darkness. So what are these scriptures actually saying here? What are they really saying? What it's saying, my brothers and sisters, is that Messiah, when he shall reign, all the humanity is called, or thought to call, wise and wisdom, even glorious light, shall be put to shame for all men's imaginings, misimaginings, even concerning the sun and moon, which a lot of false worship is based upon. All shall be put to shame before the exceeding glory, the exceeding light, the exceeding wisdom, after which Messiah shall reign before his saints. How about my brothers and sisters even reigning after an exceeding wisdom, greater than all that men had thought was consecration? I want you to understand something. Messiah comes being even called the fountain of living waters. Still from year to year, or actually week to week, month to month, year to year, and increasing knowledge of the righteousness of Yah. It is through him through which this greater wisdom of the Most High shall indeed flow. Meaning that because all must come to concede to this constantly growing dimension of righteousness that shall flow from Jerusalem, even into and through the mind of Messiah. If the world is to have peace, because Scripture says, whoever does not come to Jerusalem to keep the feast of tabernacles, or keep the feast of the Most High, that they may not be updated. Scripture says they should, the whole nation shall endure all manner of curses. Well, therefore the Scripture is saying, under heaven shall every knee bow, and every tongue confess allegiance. It means, my brothers and sisters, that all humanity shall be conformed to have to hop into the updates. Why? All call upon the name of the Most High must seek all that is his will. All who call upon his name must be prepared to, to follow him according to all that the Most High through him shall reveal. Well, have the leaders of this earth, have the leaders of this earth, my brothers and sisters, prepared you for such a thing as this? Or did they simply tell you that somehow after what they have taught, Solomon, that they have taught, that what you have is somehow sufficient? They tell you that this entire age is all about finding disciples who are willing to be taught more. There's so many false doctrines, I'll say again, that have left men, that have left me and my brothers and sisters to be hasty in their conclusions against a word when they hear it, because they've sought to exalt themselves, thought themselves wise, but behest ministers who, like I say, pat you on the back only to really stab you in it. more concerned about pulpits and thrones than they are about the reconciliation of a people. More concerned about the various pulpits and thrones that divide and blind our people than seeking the greater truth that will finally heal people. Messiah is promised, revealed, the exceeding word of the Most High, that the rulers would not. The great and awesome day of the Most High, some people look at that merely as judgment. No, my brothers, this is much more. The day of the Most High is not only the day of judgment, but it's also the day of salvation and the time of peace. And it means that all misconceits must be, let's just say, all that seems wise to man in a divisively foolish world must be put to shame. Did you hear me? Must be put to shame. But it says the moon should be confounded. In other words, should be found fool. Let's say the magic of man concerning the moon. False doctrines they have, like I said, sun and moon worship. Well, they thought bright at night. So he put to shame, proving foolish to wisdom, that men are called wise. The sun is shamed. In other words, shown to be not as, let's just say, as highly revelatory as men would imagine. The one the Most High calls, like the rising sun, in fact, reveals the righteousness, my brothers and sisters, far greater
90 seconds
of that which men have believed to be wise after the ways of these nations. I'd like to call attention, with the time that is left, and I only have a few minutes left to do this. Revelation 21:23. The prophet, apostle, who saw these things, stated in this wise. It is an allegory, brothers and sisters. It doesn't mean there will actually be no sun or moon.
60 seconds.
What it means is that the exceeding righteous shall be the light of the city of peace. Revelation 21:23. Well, if necessary, I'll go and see if I can give myself a few more minutes. It needs to be said. It needs to be clarified. I got 44 seconds. Hey, I need to make sure I have a little more. Revelation 21:23. The apostle, Yohanan, on the Isle of Patmos, saw, yes, my brothers and sisters, he saw what is ultimately be the kingdom of God manifest fully, even beyond the millennial reign on this earth. I said on this earth. And at the 21:22, he said, I saw no temple therein, but we understand those who know the prophecy, Jeremiah 30 through 31, also Isaiah 45, so much other prophecy, in fact. Also, what's written at Zechariah 3:18, Zechariah 6:12. All these relate to the one who, like the rising sun, cast out all the darkness, will build a temple unto the Most High. But these scriptures here in the 21:22 are talking about into the course beyond the millennial reign. I said the course beyond the millennial reign. Many prophecies are partial and ultimate total fulfillments of prophecy. It says, in the land which the Most High shall endure. Tabernacle of Yah being with men. Even the temple of the Most High being truly within the heart of men. He said, I saw no temple therein. Talking about the holy city. Well, let's go back to 21:21. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, and every several gate was of one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, as it were, transparent glass. All these are talking about what will be established in that kingdom, and the Most High shall reign himself, the time beyond millennial reign, when all the oppressed of the Most High are no more. See, I saw no temple therein, for the Most High himself and the Lamb are the temple of it. In other words, nothing after the manufacture of man or after him in this material world, ultimately, at that time, shall be called or respected as the greater temple. Nothing greater than the direct inspiration and flow of wisdom and reverence of Yah that will flow from the Spirit of the Most High and of the Lamb. The city had no need for a sun. Look what it says. The city had no need of the sun, the moon to shine in it, for the glory of Yah delight in it. It is an allegory, my brothers and sisters, relating to the greater wisdom of the Most High beyond all that men could imagine or what their physical senses see. For the glory of Yah, the light of the Most High, what is honorable for the Most High does give it light, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. In other words, my brothers, I want you to understand something. The mere light of the physical sun do not awake the conscience of man. I repeat, the mere light of the sun or moon can fully awaken the conscience of man in a manner after which the Most High can be in all things pleased. It says, the time will come, the kings of the earth will bring glory and honor unto it. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, there will come a time when all the kings of the earth themselves will bring forth as the Most High an offering that before the Most High is, in fact, honorable. This is the conversion of all the nations. And because there's peace in all reverence up to the will of the Most High, so the gates of the city should not be shut at all by day. There should be no night there. In other words, there should only be light. In other words, there should be only the wisdom of the Most High, none ever forgetting, all remembering the wisdom of the Most High. And all shall bring glory and honor, yes, even to the nations, and into it. What it really means, my brothers and sisters, is that with the wisdom of the Most High sent forth to the nations, all the nations shall bring honor to this city, even tribute to this city. But in it, my brothers and sisters, dwell the king, dwells a great king upon his throne. Because at that time, my brothers and sisters, man's conscience will have arisen to a point and says this shall not know any wise enter into the city anything that defiles. It should be those to guard the doors to assure this temple, this city, this place of righteousness. In fact, my brothers and sisters, places shall govern the world, shall be kept in righteousness forever. Neither whatsoever worketh an abomination, or whatever is contrary to divine will, or whatever make a lie shall enter. But the only, my brothers and sisters, they which are written in the Lamb's book of life, and the Most High has promised life only to that which fully reveals what he has declared, the eternality. It's time we discern the truth, my brothers and sisters. And he showed me a pure river of the water of life, a fountain of living waters, a river wrought from a fountain of water as clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of Yah and of the Lamb. Blessed will understand what these things mean. Blessed they will understand, my brothers and sisters, this ever-flowing increase of wisdom unto life. That they will not be so prideful after what they think they know after other rulers and kings, but will simply prepare themselves for the greater truth, after which the ways of this world learned have only been, let's just say, the ways of Yah, that he will reveal beyond the distraction of this world in this present age, have only been a prerequisite for so much more. I know what the Most High told me. He told me that till I can look, I asked one time how much we should grow, and he said, till I can look up in the sky and say, star being one starts glowing, I have something else to learn from him. Beyond the end of anything is only another beginning. It's not wisdom, not my brothers and sisters, not to consider the fullness of what the Most High has spoken, but many have chosen to do just that, that they exalt so much partiality. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, willing to understand? The men have called upon the name of the Most High, what they thought was the name of the Most High, but have failed to discern his precepts. We talked the last few nights, listen to the archives of the shows the last few nights. We talked about how, for instance, the parents, or the one called Samson, asked an angel who bore the name of the Most High. What was his name? You guys need to think about that a little bit. And the angel says, how is it that you have asked me my name? Or how can you ask me my name? But the words mean the same. And not have also seek, I want you to understand this, to understand what only comes by inspiration. Not sought to understand. Did you hear me? What is gloriously honorable before the Most High. How did you ask me my name and not seek to understand what only those utmost favored perceive? When Jacob asked the name of the Most High, I hope you understand this, my brothers and sisters, will understand this. He asked him, why do you ask my name? Did you hear me? Why do you ask my name? And it is evident from much scripture that it's because Jacob sought what was necessary to pass on a covenant knowledge that were given through his father Abraham, that the angel blessed him in the place in which he saw. Did you hear me? A ladder leading to heaven. Genesis 32:29, and Jacob asked him, I pray thee, speaking to an angel, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. He said, wherefore is it thou hast asked my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, for he said, I've seen Yah face to face, not just seen, but seen exceeding wisdom of Yah face to face. And yet his life was preserved. Life was preserved to what? To declare the glory of it all. How many of my brothers and sisters realize there is an exceeding wisdom that if a man truly partake of it, so much of his carnality has to be cast aside. So much of what he has believed and called wise has to be suddenly recognized as foolish. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that when Messiah comes to reveal the exceeding word, will not argue after the misdeeds and misorientations of this present age to prove they have truly been converted beyond the miscreant kings, miscreant precepts, falsehoods and delusions taught under the misrule of those who have reigned unjustly, contentious, debate-filled, and doubtful. Foolish age. Or dare men say that when in the reign of Messiah, they should discern no more than what they discern under a multitude of contentious kings. Seeking to offer my brothers and sisters a foretaste of what is to come, a foretaste of what is to be expected. Why would you wait upon the coming of a greater king if you didn't come to expect a greater sense of what is rule beyond all that has kept the people short-sighted, divided, contentious, and self-righteous? In this very much so blinded age. Be wiser, my brothers and sisters. Be wiser. The name of the Most High is not a talisman. It's not an amulet. It's not an idol. The men should simply call upon it, not seeking the fullness of divine will, and expect in such efforts to preserve wilderness be kind of worthy of favor unto wisdom. What did Messiah say? What did Messiah say in John 17? He said, I make petitions. He said, I make petitions for those who would receive his word. Did you hear me? For those who would receive his word. He said they are not of this world, not of the divisions and contentiousnesses that are in it. He said he makes no request for the worldly who would preserve such contentiousnesses. How many will understand, my brothers and sisters, that if we call upon the name of the Most High, we must seek wisdom beyond the whole world. Else, we seek to bring perversion into the kingdom of Yah, this the Most High will not allow. Do we expect the Most High to tell us no more than the rulers, the scripture says he would have to reprove that he be worshipped? To be watchful, that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. And the Son of Man reproves all the rulers. What made men think that then after the rulers and the Most High must rebuke and reprove that he was delivered? Then the scriptures tell us, if the blind lead the blind, they both fall into the pit. He said, didn't he say your worship is in vain if you keep the doctrines, the commandments of men? Look at Matthew 15:6-9 and understand what I'm talking about. Did he not tell us in the 5th chapter of Matthew, your righteous must conceive that of whoever it is who would deny in any way the law and the prophets? But men have trusted in those who told them that was the grace of Yah to deny the law and the prophets. That is insanity, my brothers and sisters. How could that be faith in him? Why did he come? He said, not destroy, abuse, or defile, dishonor, abolish in any way the law and the prophets, but all things contained in the law and the prophets might be fulfilled. And he did not say that that total fulfillment was done 2,000 years ago, but he talked about what would be done in his return. How many are willing to understand it? They asked him, will he at this time restore the dominion of Israel, meaning it is a thing that is according to the promises of the prophets, as a mutual sense of law and expectation for all his people. He said he would do these kind of things, my brothers and sisters, in his return. He said, whoever will not add or take away, Revelation 22, will not add or take away from the law and the prophets is welcome. That means, my brothers and sisters, if you desire to see, if they desire, as the nations have taught, to deny so much of what's contained in the law and the prophets and call yourself delivered, they've taught you, my brothers and sisters, an attitude that by no means under the kingdom of Yah is welcome. But they taught you to seek to add, or just to say add in, perversions, that maintain perversions, to take away from or become blind to the truth that will show those perversions to be falsehood. He says, kept outside of the holy place of those who love to tell lies or would preserve lies or who would create illusions to maintain illusion. He said, blessed are they who do his commandments, those who seek all, that word do means form all his will, even all his will according to the truth of his conscience. He says, these, whoever will, let them come. And the scripture says that he comes indeed as the one called the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star, at Revelation 22:16. And that one, my brothers and sisters, is spoken of as the one who overthrows Babylon at Isaiah 11-14, exposing all the wicked and the lawless who cause men to walk after lawlessness, believing that they worship Yah right in the midst of the temples and the churches. Men have been taught a false faith, my brothers and sisters, believing that they are delivered as the Most High would diminish his... Do you really believe the Most High is destabilized and diminishes conscience, that men might be called wise? If they taught you that such a thing is salvation, my brothers and sisters, they only taught you to worship a devil. But yet this is what most in this society have been deceived love. I'll tell you again what Most High told me. If you believe that all these contradictions that have come as a result of man turning away from the perfect will of Yah, as the work of his spirit, how could you ever harness the power of the spirit that teaches all things brings to remembrance the right understanding of all things. Think about that. Can the carnal mind remember? Is it a part of the memory bank of the carnal mind to fully consider and know not only what is said, but the Most High, but why? You miss. I've not told you what of the spirit you must harness. But I can tell you this fact that I've experienced it myself. Most High can make it so that when you read the scriptures, not only do you read the words, but he will allow you to re-experience what was in the minds of the writers, even as if you were in their body at the time these things were seen and recorded. Might sound like a shocking thing. And some might balk at what I just said. I can tell you now, I wouldn't have said it to you if I hadn't experienced it myself. Most I can allow you to see over the circumstances whereby the Most High found it important at certain times to send prophets with a purpose. That when you read their words, you discern those words were unto the manifestation of what was divine purpose in sending reprovals in the first place. Why did the Most High send prophets? To speak what others would not. How about to consider, my brothers and sisters, what the status quo has not compelled men to consider? Who then can believe the words of a prophet? Who can believe a prophet's report when most have not even been compared to discern, been compelled to discern, or even consider even the precepts upon which his precepts are revealed and spoken? When men have not been compelled to consider what for so long has remained unconsidered, who's going to believe a report, my brothers and sisters, that is wrought of faith, wrought of a desire to truly reason, wrought of a desire, my brothers and sisters, to see appeased divine will above all else? Reasonable, my brothers and sisters, to be confirmed to such minds and souls as this. But I tell you not, they are rare, few, and far between. Precious, my brothers and sisters, is that which is rare. I was once told one time when I was a child, see somebody doing something entirely different from the rest of the masses. It may well be, but one who's not following the crowd is the one that is right. Maybe the man who's doing something different but requires seemingly a special skill is the one who has the talent. It's time, my brothers and sisters, to be awakened. If Messiah were one who comes to speak as does the masses, then you already have a teacher. But my brothers and sisters, in speaking after the masses, have you been true to one that speaks after the will of the one Most High teacher who does have within his authority to teach and to reprove above all? Much is more to say about this, my brothers and sisters, much, much more still. Men have indeed the righteous, but have never called truly upon the name of the Most High. I'd like to look for a second. I got a few minutes. Isaiah 65. I said Isaiah, 65th chapter. You must understand who this is speaking to. You must look at this also in the context of Romans 10 and what it was said. I sought of them that asked not for me. In other words, they sought, but they ask not of him. And men have said that they found Yah. They did not seek him directly. In other words, they sought after the miscreant dimensions, ideals of the rulers. And the Most High said over and over again, he said, behold me, in other words, see me, unto a nation. They put down the King James that was not called by my name. He's, I'll tell you, in the Aramaic, what it really reads, is he's called upon a people who had never or had not called. Truthfully, for the knowledge and the precepts of his name. Behold me, unto a nation that did not call truthfully upon his name or call directly unto him. I'm just telling you what is true. Let me tell you something. The translators oftentimes didn't see the message. They didn't see the vision. Isaiah 29, 8 through 16 tells you that's what the world will find. And everybody sees the truth. Isaiah 62nd chapter says Most High sends his Messiah because men must hear his voice to know that it is he. Beyond all the rulers who have kept the people blind and contentious, quarreling, howling like beasts, unreasonable. He said, I spread out my hands all day unto the rebellious people which walketh in a way that is not good after their own thoughts. Read Romans, my brothers and sisters. He said that Israel that is called upon what men fancied to be the name of the Most High, called upon what they believe was his will, were not called truthfully upon his name. In other words, didn't forget that the Most High said he is all that he is, but called upon a vocable, forgetting all that they need to awaken to understand. So the people provoke me to anger continually to my face. Make sacrifices in the gardens, burning incense upon altars of bricks. Say they offer an offering to the Most High, but they remain among the graves. In other words, hold on to the doctrines of death. Enlarge in the monuments, inquiring of the dead concerning the living. Eating swine's flesh. In other words, it doesn't have to be physically hog's meat. Partaking, my brothers and sisters, what is abominable before the Most High. The broth from abominable things in their vessels. They preserve lies and illusions is what all they preserve from generation to generation. And the Most High with this is not pleased. Which say, stand by thyself. In other words, if someone would come to bring a reproof, they would say, stand by thyself. Don't come near me. For they are the holier ones. While they refuse to discern the wickedness that they do. Refuse to understand that they called upon vocables, but not upon the precepts of Yah. And say, behold, these who do this are smoke in his nose, a fire that burneth all the day. Say, behold, it is written before me, and I will not keep silence, but will recompense, even repay their own insolence, hardness of heart, unreasonableness and unwilling to hear in their own bosom. In other words, you will call and he will not answer. Read Ezekiel 8 to understand. So your iniquities and iniquities of their fathers together. In other words, you pass down from generation to generation this uncleanness, said the Most High. To burn incense upon the mountains, said you worship me. After all the desires of all the various nations. And insulted him after the worship of the kings upon the hills across all the small the nations, large and small. Read Isaiah 57 to understand what he spoke about. So because you wouldn't listen to him and prefer to listen another hour, measure this former unacceptable work into their own bosom. Thus says the Most High, new wine is found in the cluster, though. It comes as a remnant he will preserve. And let's just say a fresh grape. It's found in the midst of the cluster. And one said, destroy it not, for there's a blessing. There's something good in it. So I would do, he said, for my servant's sake, that I might not destroy them all. Do you destroy the house, my brothers and sisters, if a baby who might grow to perform all that is purpose, mature, is still yet in it? Most High, my brothers and sisters, say you not fully destroy his people, those who have called themselves his people, but not true to his name. But that he would preserve a remnant. He would discipline them to be refined unto his will, and they shall say, the Most High is my Yah. Read Zechariah, my brothers and sisters. 10th chapter, 13th chapter, and understand. Talk about these things in the course of the archives. Much to be explained, but only got a few seconds left to explain this. He said, I'll bring forth a seed out of Jacob, even an heir, even Messiah himself, out of Judah, as an inheritor of his mountains, that shall rule over all the kingdoms, over all, above and beyond all the kings. And he said, and his elect one, his chosen ones, who prove themselves willing to follow, shall inherit it. And my servants, those who serve him, will dwell there. Sharon should be a fold of flocks, talking about a peaceful land. In the valley of Achor, a place for herds to lie down, and my people, for my people that have sought. Did you hear what this? Who have sought him. I did not say sought him after the misconceits of another. Who, when they heard his voice, knew to follow. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, who said, have forsaken the Most High, hearkening to the miscreant ideals of their rulers, that have forgotten the precepts of his holy mountain, his holy kingdom, that instead of making offering to the Most High, preparing in the holy days a table worthy to be counted worthy to receive of the Most High the blessings from on high, they furnished an offering, brothers and sisters, to what is called truth in the number, sun and moon god, forgetting the true precepts of the kingdom of Yah. You see, I would deliver them to the sword, the ball bow down to salt, to the slaughter, because when I called, you did not answer. When I spake, you did not hear. But did evil before mine eyes, and did you choose wherein I delighted not. Israel has done this, my brothers and sisters, so have all this, because
60 seconds.
Men have not discerned the greater wisdom of Yah. Beyond the rulers, yes, both within and without. Now, discern, my brothers and sisters, expect the greater right, a greater righteous to come from Yah himself. When he sends the one he said he would raise up to bring wisdom unto a wearied people, wearied after the misconceits of their rulers. He said, behold, my servant shall drink, and you shall be thirsty. Behold, my servant shall rejoice, and you shall be ashamed. Behold, my servant shall sing for joy of heart, but you shall cry for sorrow of heart, and howl for vexation of spirit. And you leave my name, you leave your name for a curse to my chosen. Most High shall slay thee and call his servants by another name. That he who blesses himself in the earth shall bless himself in the Holy One of truth. He who swears in the earth shall swear by the Holy One of truth. But the former things, these shall be forgotten, but they shall be hid from his eyes. He shall see them no more. He will create a new heaven and a new earth after the rule of Yah. Former things shall not be remembered. Former evil shall not be remembered, nor come to mind. But Yah, my brothers and sisters, shall make his people glad and rejoicing in the heart forever in that which he has recreated according to the fullness of his design and glory. When he makes Jerusalem rejoicing and her people a joy. Blessed be, my brothers and sisters. Read on through Isaiah 65 and understand what is the promise of the Most High. Concerning what he said he would bring to bear in this earth. Do we speak again, my brothers and sisters? Look forward to that day of peace that will only come all mankind is prepared to be reproved unto a righteousness greater than their own. Do we speak again, my brothers and sisters? This has been Adam Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might and his honor and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, my brothers and sisters. Yes, I do, for listening. Perhaps we'll get a chance next time, Yah willing. I look forward to that, to explaining the verses I just spoke in the context of Romans 10, Romans 9, 26, to say, for instance, 12 and 4. All needs to be understood, my brothers and sisters, because all the words of Yah reinforce the fullness of all the Most High from the beginning has spoken. And all that has been is an expectation. Unto his might, his honor, his praise always. Thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Hallelujah! And Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. May the Most High show you the fullness of his will and the peace. For this is the desire of the one Most High, for those who will hearken to and revere his name.